time to play Stump the Cook, the splendid table refrigerator game. You send us five ingredients that you actually have in your fridge. I have to come up with a dish that you would actually make. You're the judge. Now, this is how the game works. Five ingredients you really have in your fridge. I get water, salt, pepper, and some kind of fat. And then three ingredients you actually have in your house. And every month, USA Weekend is going to publish the recipe with a photo, and you can find it on our website, splendidtable.org. Okay, let's see. Who is today's contestant? We have Tricia calling from Dickinson, North Dakota. Tricia, welcome.
Hi there. How are you today?
I am very good. And I just want to make clear, I have not offered you any sort of, shall we say, financial remuneration?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. What are your five ingredients?
They are boneless chicken breast,
uh-huh.
Fresh asparagus, fresh carrots.
Carrots, right.
Lemons.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's number
and
four.
And raspberry preserve.
Yeah. I knew there had to be a ringer because so far life was, you know, we were bouncing along here having a lovely time. Raspberry, no, but you know what? Really, raspberry preserves, we can deal with raspberry preserves.
Okay.
I'm going to use... You know, I always use olive oil, but I think it'd be fun to use butter. Have you got butter?
I have butter.
Good. Okay. That's my free fat. And then I get, you know, the water and the salt and pepper if I need it. And then let me think for a minute here. We want to have some fun with this. All right. This is what we're going to do. We're going to brine your chicken breasts. So they'll be plump and juicy and utterly succulent. So what you're going to do is use about 3 tablespoons of any kind of coarse salt. Could be sea salt, could be kosher salt. 3 tablespoons of that and 3 tablespoons of any kind of sugar, but ideally something brown.
Okay.
And then you're going to add cold water, very cold water, to cover it. And you're going to mix that around and then put that in the refrigerator for no more than about an hour and a half. Pull them out of the brine, rinse them, and pat them dry. Now what we're going to do, take those carrots, open up the chicken breast. So each chicken breast you're going to cut parallel to the counter, not all the way through. So you open it up like a book.
Okay. Like
okay.
A pocket.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And you're going to take the carrots... Shred them up, all right, and toss them in butter. And do you have fresh ginger?
I have not fresh. I have powdered.
All right. How about, let me think what else we can, oh, do you like chilies?
I have fresh rosemary. I love chili.
Oh, you love chili?
Yes.
Oh, well, but you know what? Fresh rosemary would be delicious here, too.
I have that in the freezer.
You have that in the freezer. Okay, let's do this. Mm-hmm. You're going to toss that carrot. Now, do you actually have fresh chilies, you know, the pepper?
No, it's powder. That is powder.
Okay, all right. You're going to take a bit of chili powder. You're going to stir it into the carrots to taste, which obviously with salt and black pepper. Okay? And then toward the end of their cooking, you want them to be a little crunchy, but you've done shreds. So, you know, you're in pretty good shape here. You want to then add enough rosemary to give them a very subtle flavor. And you're going to also use some of the grated rind from a lemon. Because rosemary, lemon, and chili, believe it or not, is not a bad combination. And then you have the sweetness of the carrot. So set that aside and then let that cool down. You are going to take the asparagus, put some foil on a large shallow pan, trim off the tough ends, roll them with some olive oil and salt and pepper. That's it. Set them aside. Spread them on that pan.
Okay.
Put the carrots inside or on top of one half of your chicken breast. Put the other piece over the top.
Okay.
Do that with each one. Set them, you know, about 2 inches apart on a pan. And now what you're going to do is slow roast them about 300 degrees until they are tender and until they're about 160 when you tuck a thermometer, an instant reading thermometer, into the actual chicken, not the filling.
Okay.
When you pull them out of, and you're going to pour a little white wine over them. So that's my second or my third ingredient because we have rosemary and we've got chili and now we've got white wine.
Okay.
So you'll start basting those about 5 minutes in. They're going to probably take about 20, 25 minutes. Take them out, but in that pan now, you're going to pour a little bit more white wine. And you're going to put it on 2 burners that you have on low. and you're going to bring the pan juices to a bubble, and you're going to swirl some butter into them, and you're going to add a little bit of that chili powder, and you are going to add some of that raspberry jam. To taste, you want it to be sweet and savory at the same time. And if you put in a little extra rosemary, it would be fabulous. So you let that simmer. You keep swishing it around with a big, wide spatula. Put the asparagus under the broiler until they're, you know, getting blistery and they're tender. And all you have to do now is you make a bundle of asparagus on one side of each plate. You put the chicken breast to the other side, and you pour some of that sauce from the pan down the middle. And what you've got is this really interesting raspberry white wine juices from the chicken and the carrot sauce. It's really complex, and it's really delicious. Hint of sweetness, but you could, and if you want it tarty, of course, you add lemon.
Okay.
So that's it. Now, would you actually make this dish?
I think I would. I think it would be interesting, and it sounds delicious. I didn't think you could put those five ingredients together and make them sound that good, but it sounds wonderful. My husband will love it.
When you tap dance often enough around it, you come up with something.
That's
Trish,
what it is.
Thank you. I'm very proud of myself. I pulled it off. But thank you so much for playing Stump the Cook.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. You can find that recipe for spicy carrot bundles with raspberry white wine sauce that I came up with for Tricia in USA Weekend and at usaweekend.com and, of course, at splendidtable.org. Now, if you want to give me a challenge, head to the website, splendidtable.org.